Welcome to episode 43 of the Holly Springs Deep Dive Podcast. Today's episode features the students behind the new Instagram account, Dear HSHS. I'm sad that this is even needed, to be honest, but I'm so thankful to these young women for going to the trouble and on the emotional journey to create and maintain it. I'm going to let them explain what it is and why it exists, but please know the way that kids treat one another doesn't come out of nowhere. We need to do better as parents and as a society to set a better example of acceptance and love of the differences between all of us, rather than using those differences as a weapon. If you're enjoying this podcast, consider becoming a supporter by clicking the Patreon link on my website, hollyspringsdeepdive.com. Okay, ready to talk about what's going on behind the scenes at Holly Springs High School? Let's dive in. I'm talking today with a couple of students from Holly Springs High School who have started an Instagram and Google Doc sort of interface to help everybody understand the kinds of things that students go through at Holly Springs High School and alums have reported. Welcome, Alexis and Mac from Dear HSHS.
Hello.
Hi, thank you so much for having us.
Thank you for talking to me. This is such an important issue. This is an Instagram account, and you accept submissions from students and alums talking about their experiences at the school. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. So I noticed in your description that this is not it's not really an indictment of the school. Why don't you tell me a little bit about what you're trying to do? I don't want to put words in your mouth. What's your plan? What's your goal with this?
So our goal when we created this Instagram, like we said in our bio, is not to expose or cancel Holly Springs High or point out how terrible our school is, but rather we're doing it out of, you know, a desire to change, because right now the environment at our school isn't always the most welcoming for minority students, such as people of color, people who are in the LGBT community or might have disabilities or disorders. We've noticed that the school is not very diverse, especially in terms of its population. And so students like that might not always feel comfortable coming forward with their experiences. And so we wanted to create a safe space where people feel comfortable coming forward and talking about things that they've experienced. And we made it anonymous so that they don't feel like they have to come forward, because we realize not everybody is comfortable with having their names out there. But yes, our goal is to just make sure that people feel seen. And we want to apply pressure to the school to make sure that these issues are addressed properly, because a lot of students feel as though the administration does not take it as seriously as they could. So with this, we're hoping to hold our school accountable for things that have happened and hoping to create positive change, essentially.
Well, that's wonderful. And we should note that to the same end as your anonymity that you enable your submissions to have, you guys are also anonymous, because Alexis and Mac are not your real names. And I can appreciate why you would want to lay low on revealing who you are too. So I respect that definitely. And I'm so pleased that students and alums have a forum now to, you know, get things off their chest with the intent of, you know, helping other people who might be going through the same thing that they did, and help administration and the teachers know what's going on and what kinds of long-lasting effects that the sort of things that they're going through can have on, you know, someone's life. What kinds of themes have you noticed in the submissions that you get?
I've noticed a lot of homophobia, xenophobia, and stigma surrounding mental health in our submissions. I would say I would expect to see a lot of stories of dealing with racism, but then I have to think back to the demographics of our school. We don't have that many people of color, particularly Black people. I can see why we would have a lack of submissions in that area. But although we don't have those stories, I definitely know that it's embedded in our school, whether it be like overt racism or microaggressions.
One of the things I noticed you do, which I think is very wise, is that you sort of do kind of like a trigger warning on the posts that you do share. You, you know, let people know in advance if there's a mention of suicide attempt or sexual harassment or eating disorder types of things, because some people are so, you know, raw on a particular topic, they can't even read about it. Is that why you chose to do that?
Yes.
Yeah, that's really good. Well, what inspired you to start this? I know that you're not the first school to do something like this. So how did you hear about this, you know, burgeoning trend? Where did you see that?
So this kind of thing has been popularized recently with everything that's been going on in the world in terms of social justice and accountability. I feel like there's been a lot more drive, especially in our area, to kind of shed these kind of things to light. There have been a lot of similar Instagram accounts that do the same with their schools. I believe it started with an Instagram account called Dear PWI, which allowed for non-white students at predominantly white institutions to share their stories. And that kind of set off a trend with all these other schools making one of their own, including several schools in our home state. Like a lot of the UNC schools have an account. There's one at Duke University. I believe NC State has one as well. And even some other local high schools in our area started an account for their school. So we thought Holly Springs could probably use a similar platform. So that's what drove us to create the account.
Okay. And I personally, I never saw any of the Dear so-and-so accounts. I had seen Black at MO and Black at St. Mary's High School. I was appalled by what was going on at St. Mary's. It was just a lot of blatant racism, like in the staff, a lot of ignorance with the students. And I was thinking this account would give a chance for students at Holly Springs High School to share their stories. And I thought we could probably spark conversations with their submissions and hopefully apply pressure to the staff.
Has anything surprised you that's come through yet, or is this all pretty much, you know, what you would have expected to hear?
Some of the stories were a little more surprising than the others because Holly Springs is kind of, we're not really as out there as some of the other schools, I feel like. Compared to some schools, we're relatively tame. At least that's how we're seeing the public eye, I feel. So some of the stories we received, especially the more sensitive content, was very surprising to hear about. And I guess that just goes to show that, you know, you never know what's going on in somebody's life and what they might be dealing with and how that might affect their experience at school, which just goes to show that you should be conscious of other people and what you say and do around them.
That's definitely true. That's true. Even in adults, you kind of have to check yourself every so often and remember, okay, you know, person X may be doing that, or, you know, whatever your little snap judgment is, you don't know why they're doing that, what's going on in their lives to cause them to behave that way. Part of being a good friend and a good citizen is trying very hard to put yourself in somebody else's shoes and realize that they might just be having a really tough time that you just don't know about. So I'm really glad that you guys are already starting with that yourselves and trying to help your, you know, other students at the school see what their friends and the person that they don't know who's sitting right next to them might be going through at any given time. So this is a little tough of a question, and it's okay if you don't want to answer it, but I would imagine that something happened to one or both of you at school that made you jump into action on this. Have you guys experienced anything that you would write to yourself if you weren't doing this account yourself? What would you write about?
I've experienced a lot of microaggressions at school from people saying, oh, you're not black because you listen, or I'm blacker than you. That's what they say a lot, because they do something that's like, they have a quality that's stereotypic of someone who's black. Or what else do they say?
So a white person would say that to you?
Yes. Okay. For instance, I have a friend, and this a white peer told her, oh, I'm blacker than you just because my black friend couldn't dance well, or something like that. Mm-hmm. Or skin comparisons. If they get tan, they'll like come up to me and be like, oh, I'm darker. I'm almost as dark as you. But I did have one particular instance of the N-word being used around me, not directed at me, but basically the same thing. And I was, it was in a group. We were working on a project outside of the classroom, and a kid comes by and starts talking to one person in my group, and he starts using the N-word like as if it's a part of his normal vocabulary. And I tell him, like, hey, what are you doing? I'm right here. You shouldn't be saying that. And he just starts trying to like go off on me, claiming he's not racist, but and whatnot. But I was already like fed up. I didn't want to deal with that. So I was like, you know what? Whatever. And like the rest of my group, they weren't even defending me. They were just staring at me as if they were waiting for me to blow up like an angry black woman or something. And I was like, I just walked back to the classroom at that point because I was so done. Because that was the second time that semester that had happened. Someone had used the N-word in front of me.
What do you wish your classmates had said in that moment?
I wish they had done something other than just standing there looking at me, looking at him, because they knew he was wrong, but they didn't try to tell him anything. They just stood there and they were just silent.
I'm really sorry to hear that, Mac. I hate that happened to you. Alexis, have you had anything that you can remember?
I have also experienced some microaggressions, some shade. I've had white people tell me that I act white just because I don't fit their stereotype of what a black person should be, which in itself is problematic. But I think one particular experience I had, it was my freshman year, but I remember sitting at a lunch table. I was waiting for my friends to come over, and there were these two people sitting across from me. One was white, the other was black. And so one was a girl, one was a boy. The girl says something, and then the boy says something, and then the girl who is white says, you just described every black girl at this school. And I will say I did not hear what the boy said, but it must have been something negative because she said that, you know, you just described every black girl at the school, and her tone was very, like, condescending, like she did not... You know what I mean? It just did not sound like she approved of it. So mm-hmm. I just kind of give them this look like, hey, I'm sitting right here. They notice me looking at them. And then the boy who was black says, oh, but you're light skinned, you don't count. Which that encounter has stuck with me to that day, because I think there were a lot of implications that these people might not have realized what they were saying was there. When the girl says, you just described every black girl at this school, like, obviously you are generalizing an entire group. But when the boy said that I didn't count because I was light skinned, that would imply that I'm an exception, that most black girls have something wrong with them, that they are undesirable. But I was an exception just because of the way that I looked, which just did not sit right with me. And I honestly... if I were not moderating this account, I would have left that there.
Mm-hmm. Well, for students and alums who have thought about submitting something, what does the submission process look like?
Yeah, it's a Google form.
And you just click on the link that's on your in your Instagram bio, right?
Yes, and it's completely anonymous.
Okay, that's what I was going to ask. It's anonymous. And what kinds of questions do you ask?
It's just two questions. First one is just, what is your story? We would ask them to share their story. And the second question is, what can Holly Springs High School do about it? That way, instead of just having an account of the stories, we know that the staff will probably run into this account, and they'll be able to see what they can do. Because a lot of times people will see these stories and they're like, okay, what can I do? Even students, they're like, what can I do to make this better for you? And that helps us effectively apply pressure.
If you spoke in complete generalities, what would you say the one thing students can do to help one another when they see these things happen?
Definitely speak up. Like, I know how scary it can be to confront something that scares you, especially when it comes to injustice or what might happen. Like, this person might laugh at you, or maybe they'll bully you, or maybe you just don't feel comfortable going to admin or something about it. But I think in terms of the school community, we have to learn how to be better allies for each other, which I know isn't easy, but it's something that we have to dedicate ourselves to so that everybody is comfortable and welcome. So I think as a whole, in terms of the student body, we can all work on not being bystanders when we see something happen, having the courage to go and stand up and say, this isn't right, we need to fix it.
I agree. Like, the more people we have willing to speak up, the less bystanders we'll have, because then people will collectively know that what just happened was not okay, instead of having the majority just sit there, not say anything. It will be like a domino effect. More people will be willing to stand up because they'll know someone has their back.
That kind of makes all the difference, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. How long have you had this account open? Not too long, right?
About 2 weeks or so.
Okay. Have you heard anything from administration or any of the teachers at the school from it?
No, they haven't. No, I don't think so. But we have some staff following our account.
They are probably really busy right now trying to get ready for this crazy start of school that we're going to have here in a couple of weeks. But what would you like for them to do?
Well, like you said, there is no one size fits all solution, but I do think that there are some ways in which the staff can do better. We noticed that a lot of students felt like they couldn't take their problems to admin because they thought that they wouldn't take it seriously, or they did take it to administration and they just didn't do anything about it. Or if they did, it was very little. So administration as a whole, I think, just needs to do better about taking people's stories seriously. If a student comes to you seriously bothered saying, this happened to me, don't brush it off. Be willing to work alongside them to make sure that it's addressed properly. I think when it comes to faculty, sometimes I think maybe sensitivity training, that way students and staff know what's appropriate and what isn't appropriate to say to their students so that you do not make them uncomfortable. I think we also need to put a stronger focus on accountability for our students. That way, if a student says or does something that's inappropriate, they're dealt with accordingly and they are held completely accountable so that they know that they can't do that again. And like my partner said, we have gotten some attention from the staff. I believe one teacher said that they would pass it on to administration, the account itself. So now that they're aware of our existence, like, there really is no excuse as to why they can't start to implement that, because they're aware of what their students are going through. And so I believe there should be a call to action.
Mm-hmm. I hope it is. I remember being a teenager. It was a very long time ago, and it's a rough stage of life with pressures from time management, with all of, you know, lots of people have part-time jobs and classes and extracurriculars and jobs at home. There's a lot of pressure in your lives right now. And the last thing you need is your peers behaving like crazy people to you. So I'm very glad that you started this account. Do you see this as an ongoing thing? Do you think that you might pass it down to other students as you, you know, age out and graduate, or what are your long-term plans for it?
Well, right now the submissions have slowed down a lot. Mm-hmm. So I think eventually maybe we'd have to move on from this account, and hopefully what we've started right now will spark some change in the school so we can get more kids involved in the clubs that help initiate this change in our school, such as Equity or the Equity Team or Black Student Alliance, Pride Club, all of those clubs that are trying to advocate for us more for a safer school environment as it relates to equity. We'll just kind of see where the account goes. But as of now, mm-hmm. the submissions have slowed down.
Well, it's pretty new. So, So I would imagine that things are going to ebb and flow quite a bit. You'll probably go through periods when you have a lot of submissions and then kind of dry spells, and then it'll vary quite a bit. Have you guys developed a policy on like extra scary submissions that come in? Have you talked about that between yourselves? Like, what will you do if there's some kind of ongoing abuse happening or something where one of your peers is, you know, in some pretty clear danger? Have you talked about that with each other?
To be honest, it hasn't gotten to that point yet, but in the event that we ever do see something like that, at that point, it's something beyond us. At that point, it's something that we might want to contact administration about, maybe reach out to the person that submitted that if they submitted it to us via direct message instead of Google Forms, and see if they'd be comfortable with that. But if something like that were to happen, then yes, like an adult should be contacted.
Yeah, because you really don't want to mess with that kind of thing. And like we touched on before, you really just don't know what's going on in other people's homes. I remember my older child who graduated from Holly Springs High School a few years ago had, you know, a friend every now and then who was kicked out of their home and was kind of couch surfing. And you know, that kind of thing. And you just don't think about that sort of situation happening here. It feels like Holly Springs is a very cloistered environment, privileged, but things happen no matter what your socioeconomic status. Homelessness happens here. Hunger happens here. Real need happens here. And we just need to give each other a little bit of grace, I think. And I'm hopeful that this account that you have started will help some people figure that out. Have you gotten any flack or negativity for this?
Oh, yes. We've had...
Like what?
Trolls. Internet trolls. Groups of boys who are from different schools, surprisingly. I don't know why they're on our account. But they'll comment... Like, there was one post submission about someone sharing their story regarding homophobia, and the person comments, "That's so gay," or something else. I don't know. It didn't make sense, but he deleted his comment. I just thought that was very insensitive. And then a group of boys commenting "ranch" on our post, and even in the submissions, they'll put stuff that just doesn't make sense, and it's kind of annoying, but.
That is odd that a different school would be on there, but maybe it's somebody looking to see if the same thing happens, you know, at all of the schools. Because I kind of feel like you're going to hear very similar stories regardless of what school the mm-hmm. account is from, wouldn't you say? I mean, it's kind of a reflection of society in general. And I think at this point in our history, we've got a lot more awareness of, you know, racism, you know, things that happen overtly and things that happen more subversively regarding race. I think that Holly Springs and Holly Springs High School is kind of a microcosm for what's going on everywhere, don't you think?
More or less, yeah. Like I said earlier, there's a lot going on in the world right now, and I think that kind of reflects in the people that we get and the people, sometimes even the trolls that we get. I feel like that kind of reflects, I guess, what goes on in the real world, but we're just glad to have that platform.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm glad you're doing this. Is there anything that you wish people would understand or anything that you want them to know, want listeners to know about what you're doing or about what your plans are?
I'd say to the audience of the account, I'd like the students to know and staff that it's one thing to just read the posts and, you know, think, oh, I'm so sorry. But it's another thing to actually take this and use this as a motive to spark change in your school, join these clubs and help break these stigmas and or not end the racism, but call out racists, call out homophobia. Instead of, it's not just, we're not just trying to put the stories out there, we're trying to get our audience to want to spark change.
Well, and there's an old saying, when you know better, you do better. And I think that this account, if people really sit down and read the submissions that you've gotten, it's going to help them know better. And when they know better, they'll do better. That's my hope.
Yeah, I agree. And as far as your question goes, I just want personally for everybody, like for the audience of the account, I hope that this account has spread the message that, you know, you're not alone and it's okay to come forward and talk about these kind of things. Like, this is a safe space, and there are people and allies that are rooting for you and that want to see you succeed and that care about you being comfortable at the school. So for people that are negative or just, you know, like to clown it, like, don't let that bother you or stop you from seeking the comfort and the justice that you deserve.
Well, talking to you, Alexis and Mac, has really given me a little bit of optimism for the world. I feel like your generation is going to, you know, when you take over the world, it's going to be a little bit better. And I guess that's all we can do, don't you think? Just make it a little better than it was before.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I really appreciate what you're doing as the parent of a former student and of a current student at Holly Springs High School. I'm very proud of you. I hope that doesn't sound condescending, but I'm really proud of you. I'm happy that you're doing it. And I hope more kids take advantage of the forum that you have given them. And I hope that administration and other staff at the school really read this. I know that they're going through a lot too right now, trying to plan for sort of the unplannable with the way the school year seems to be starting. But I hope they can take some time and really reflect on what their students are going through and the impact they can have on making it better. So thank you for talking to me today.
Thank you so much for having us.
Mm-hmm. You did a good job. You really did. Thank you. This episode was written, recorded, and produced by me, Karen Shore, with music by Doug Maxwell and Meteorite Productions. Be well, friends. Until next time.